This beautiful woman was a yogini, and she's not alive anymore, and spent almost her entire life in meditation and retreat and wandering. And from part of the wandering was from teacher to teacher, mountaintop to mountaintop, cave to cave. And that example might not be one that resonates with all people, and that's fair enough. Because, of course, we have other examples, whether it be Francis of Assisi and St. Clair, or Hildegard de Bingen, and Master Eckhart, etc. There's lots of examples. Chief Seattle, Chief Joseph. Again, I don't know any African ones off the top of my head. There are two things that I feel in my heart this morning. One is that I'm not able to, have not yet been able to bring forward the simplicity and the gift of in the moment release to you all, that the similes can offer us. Dewdrop, mirage, candle flame, etc. I feel I've really failed thus far. And that's all right. That's like I'm not. That's all right, for me to say that. So I wish that the freedom, the release in any go again, any moment is what you as a human being receive from those. So if it's helpful to you to take one of them, again, mirage, dewdrop, lightning flash, whichever one you want, and hold it with that freshness through the day, that it really is about in the moment, you personally, in your circumstance, in the thought in your mind, in the momentariness of the happiness, in the fleetingness of the anxiety, if we're not clinging to the anxiety or the happiness, that there is actually a great release that is equally present to the arising of the anxiety or fear or anger or moment of clarity. That there is release. And we could say, well, why do we want to be released from clarity or happiness? And that is a fair question. It's also the fundamental samsaric question. It shows us that we're actually clinging to things that give us momentary happiness and want to cling to them because we have not recognized that they also are fleeting. Hence why we're always chasing after more happiness or ease or comfort or things as they used to be, or why aren't things as they should be, and all that kind of thing. So that's what's behind this. Hence, bondage and freedom are dependent on the mind. Release. Liberation. So if that's an invitation, a freshness with just one word, maybe the next day choose another word and play with it. See, hold it freshly. The second thing that is in my heart this morning is peace. Peace. Maybe it's from looking at this and honoring in my own mind and heart this woman. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's being with you in the field. I don't know, and I don't have to sort it out. It's helpful for me to take that teaching, and that is to say about fleeting. And also, smile with the peace that's in my heart. Wish it for everyone. Know that it's in your heart too. It's in the heart of everyone. I know that from my core. Therefore, not need to cling to it. Knowing that water is wet, it is, to use something from songs I can say, a cup of wa drinkable water is a cup of moisture. So it's not in the form of ice, it's not in the form of steam. So same with the peace that is in my heart right now and in my mind. Knowing that that is like the space in the room, that that is, I don't have to cling to that. It's an already is. So, do you see the distinction here? We have one thing, one teaching with the similes that are again about fundamental happiness, fundamental suffering, disquiet, right? Bondage is a state of disquiet, discontent. And how changeable both are because of how we're interacting with through our own mind with our mind. That's the thing. It's through our mind, with our mind. Then down the road we get to, well, the mind is just as fleeting. The mind is just as mirage-like. What is mind? Just like, what is this me? It's the same fundamental question. But we don't have to go there yet. And yes, and the space in the room isn't changing. It is not fleeing. Now, because of my mind, my reaction, my interaction with the space is itself fleeting. What I think about it, do I notice it? Do you notice it? How do we contemplate it? Do we contemplate, et cetera, right? But the space in the room, which is the same as the space around Alpha Centauri, which is the same as the space in a hut in Africa or an igloo in Alaska, it's the same space. The space in my that's in front of my face right now is the exact same space that's in front of yours. Exact same. There's nothing different about it. That's amazing to contemplate. And when we sit in presence, like right now, right? There are certain qualities that immediately are forefront. And some of those certain qualities are always there. Others are a little changeable, not because the quality isn't always there. Right? In essence, beingness is always present like the space. It's because of our mood, it's because of our circumstances, etc. Can it be forefront? Can it be recognized? That's because of the me. So we're back to bondage and freedom. And that both the fleeting, the changeable, the illusory on one side, and on the other side, absolutely pristine, perfect, never changing, are both in this moment. Absolute silence and all my words are in this moment. And that's what I feel has not been well communicated yet. So I smile with the attempt and maybe your recognition. And I'm just sitting in this quietude. Present. And we just sit, eyes open or closed, focused on the breath or not. The breath is going to be there. Unless we're dead, unless you've died in the last 30 seconds, breath will be there. So we can use it as a support or recognize that we are already this essence of being, and just sit. Pristine and pure and simple. We take a long, so deep breath. Always breathing with all beings. On Mother Earth. Love you all. May you have peace and insights every day. Love you. Create a day.